Hope Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood, with Les Brown and his band of renown, our singing star, Margaret Whiting, our special guest, Jane Wyman, and here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what my sponsor really thinks, but every time I get near him, he looks at me and starts singing, "You're Cheating Heart." And this has been my biggest year for fan mail. My fan mail has been so heavy, I had to hire a man to help me carry it down to the post office. You'll have to get him a little faster than that. Or my summer replacement will be getting the laughs for this thing. This season, just think, I've done television, movies, personal appearances. I really didn't want to work that hard, but I promised the Air Force an extra group. And you won't escape me, I guarantee you, because I'll be in every medium. I've even made a deal with Las Vegas. When you get three cherries straight across in the slot machines, I'll be the middle cherry. I'm going to take a vacation, and I need it. Other years, I've been a little tired, but this year, I'm really worried. It's the spots in front of my eyes. They're not just spots. They're audiences laughing at other comedians. You know, there's a certain amount of jealousy among comedians, you know. I used to go to sleep hating Jack Benny and Milton Berle and Jerry Lewis. Now I can't even get to sleep. I lay awake all night sneering. I didn't realize how tired and nervous I was till this morning when my son Tony insisted on walking to the studio with me. I said, "What for?" He said, "This way people on the street will think you're talking to me." In this spot, we bring on Margaret Whiting. Move in, Maggie, please.
When my arms caress you, something wonderful happens. I can feel a thrill so heavenly. Possess you. Something wonderful happens, though it rains. It's beautiful to see. Even the showers can bring a thrilling refrain. A street without flowers.
ladies and gentlemen, like all of us, Bob is looking forward to his vacation. So when Margaret Whiting and I dropped in at his home in North Hollywood yesterday morning, we found Bob knee-deep in luggage.
Oh, come in, Maggie. Come in, Bill.
Gosh, Bob, what is all this? Did someone die and leave you the sporting goods department of the May Company? Or have you been playing gin rummy with Esther Williams?
You've just heard from nothing. I'm just getting ready to go on my vacation, Bill.
With all this junk? Where are you going, Timbuktu?
No, Maggie, I'm going to Santa Monica.
Is that all?
Well, I can't go just anywhere. I have to take my vacation at a place within 20 miles of Hollywood.
Yeah? Why?
Well, if he goes any further than that, he gets outside the radius of his book of phone numbers.
Careful, Bill, or I'll hide your electric floor polisher and your teeth will look just like everyone else's.
Gee, I never saw so much stuff. Wouldn't it be easier to move Santa Monica here?
Well, maybe I won't bring the outboard motor. It vibrates too much.
Oh, it does? Now, what size boat do you use it on?
Boat? Bill, if I had a boat, I wouldn't mind the vibration.
Bob, where are you staying in Santa Monica?
Oh, I'm staying at a place called the Surf and Sand Motel. It's on the American plan.
Oh, the American plan?
Yeah, they have to charge you four times as much because they're supporting all the other hotels in the area.
Yeah, I've seen that place, Bob. It's just a huge barn for tourists.
I like it.
But there's nothing charming or exclusive about it.
I like it.
There's so many people that it's like Grand Central Station. Gee, in the summer, there's even a man in the lobby selling hot dogs.
I like it.
I don't get it.
I like it.
What do you like about a place like that?
He's the man who sells the hot dogs.
The only one on the beach who serves them with mustard, sauerkraut, chopped onions, Tabasco sauce, relish, coleslaw, pickles, cherries, chopped walnuts, and whipped cream.
That sounds pretty messy.
It is. You don't get a bun.
Hey, Bob, are you going to spend the whole summer at the beach?
Oh, 5 days, Bill. Then I fly to Chicago for a benefit, then New Orleans and Miami, then up to New York and Buffalo. Then I fly over to France, Germany, Holland, and England for one-day appearances.
This is your vacation?
That's right.
Gee, I'm glad I'm not a lazy slob like you.
When you go to all those countries, can you speak their languages?
Well, I have a book I'm studying, Maggie. And besides, I'm going to take a lesson tomorrow morning at the Wurlitzer School.
Rob, don't you mean the Berlitz School? The Wurlitzer people make those big organs.
I wondered why they told me to report at 9 a.m. at Angela's Temple. I'm getting so punchy, I'm glad the season's almost over.
Oh, that reminds me, Bob, you know, on every program at the end of the season, the performers get a very nice gift.
They do?
Oh, sure they do, Bob. An appreciation for working hard all season.
Well, what about it, Bob? Why don't you say something?
Well, it's a wonderful thought, but you shouldn't do it, really. I don't expect a thing.
I told you it wouldn't work, Maggie.
Yes, Maggie.
Look out the window. There's Jane Wyman coming up the front walk.
Oh, fine. Jane's going to be the guest on our show this week. I'll let her in. Hiya, Jane.
Hello, Bob.
Come in, Jane. Entrez, s'il vous plaît. Entre uste de mi casa and das Blumenbrett haben de Gartenzoo.
Well, that's jolly. Can anybody play, or do you have to belong to the United Nations?
Well, you don't mind my showing off my knowledge of languages, do you, Jane?
Oh, not at all, Bob. Languages are my hobby.
Oh, then you understood what I said.
Certainly. In French, you said, come in, please. In Spanish, enter my house. And in German, you said, the flower pot has got a geranium in it.
Well, let's go in and join the others.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, Maggie and Bill. Good grief, what's all this luggage? Are you leaving town?
Oh, I'm going on my vacation, Jane, down to the beach.
With all those trunks and suitcases?
Sure.
Well, what are you doing, bringing your own sand? Gloria Swanson doesn't travel with this much stuff.
Gloria Swanson doesn't have a hot dog stand. That big brown bag there is full of sauerkraut.
Yeah, the other suitcases are full of colored balloons, pinwheels, mechanical mice, and buttons that say, "Kiss me, kiddo, I'm a hot shot from Keokuk."
Easy, Bill, easy. When it's too late in the season to fire him, he gets mad with power.
Well, yes, it is the end of the season, isn't it?
That's right, Jane. That means you're going to be the guest on my last show.
Wonderful, Bob. I can't think of anyone in Hollywood I'd rather say goodbye to.
Well, that's as nice a compliment I ever had stuck in my bag.
Bob, have you definitely decided to spend your vacation at the beach?
Pretty much. Why?
Well, if you were going to the mountains, I've heard of a lovely place up there. It's called the Sierra Lodge.
Oh, well, I don't know about the mountains, Jane. I have trouble with altitude.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I get fainting spells just watching a Gary Cooper picture.
Well, this place isn't up very high, Bob, and it's so nice and cool.
Well, Jane, I might go to the mountains if I knew anyone else who was going up there.
Well, how about Bing?
No, Bing hates the mountains, especially the Sierras.
He does?
Yeah. He refuses to go near him until someone thinks up another name for old Baldy.
But I'm not enthusiastic about the mountains, Jane. Maybe I'll go there some other time.
I knew you wouldn't get Bob to change his mind, Janie. He goes to the seashore every year.
Well, I don't get it. Why are you so set on spending your vacation at the beach?
Well, it's just a difference of opinion. Maybe I see a lot of things at the beach that appeal to me that you wouldn't even notice.
Understand what things you mean.
Well, I do, and I may get my hat and go with it.
I don't need
it. Here's Margaret Whiting doing Big Mamu, backed up by Les Brown and the boys. Come in, Maggie.
For another, you left me alone and blue. Please, come on back. Hey, Jack, come on back. Make me happy and live with me in Big Mamu. How come you roam from Big Mamu? Can't you hear me loud and clearly? I'm calling out to you. Ah, ha, ha. Ooh, la, la. Hurry, hurry home to lonely Mama.
Big Mamu.
You Big Mamu, Big Mamu, make me happy and Big Mamu.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bob was going to the beach for vacation, but Jane Wyman has sold him on the idea of trying the mountains instead. Right now, Bob and Jane are in Bob's car on their way to look over a place called Sierra Lodge.
Gee, Bob, this is a wonderful day, isn't it?
Yeah.
The typical California weather.
That's right. The birds are singing, the sun is shining, and as the smog clears up, I'll be able to see the dashboard.
A pleasure to ride in a car like this, Bob.
Yeah, I bought it because it's got power steering, power brakes, hydraulic windows, dual injector carburetor, and super torque converter body suspension.
What kind of a car is it?
I forgot to ask.
Hey, we're getting into the open country. Look at that sign. You're now leaving Los Angeles, City of the Angels.
Bob, I wonder why they named this town the City of the Angels.
Because that's what happens to most of the pedestrians.
Right, mister?
Ooh, there are lots of hitchhikers on the road today. You know, I feel kind of sorry for those people. Do you think we ought to pick them up?
Jane, I make it a rule never to pick up hitchhikers under any circumstances. It's a very bad practice. You know, you never know what kind of person you're taking into your car.
Oh, look, there are two girls hitchhiking.
Chummy here in the glove compartment, isn't it? I hope I didn't stop too suddenly for you.
Oh, not at all. If you need the cigarette lighter, you'll find it in the middle of my forehead.
Jane, how far is this mountain lodge you want me to see?
Oh, it's only a few miles ahead, Bob. Just keep driving. Well, look, Bob, there's a forest ranger standing in the road holding his hand up. I think he wants us to stop.
Let's see what he wants.
Hiya, Ranger.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Sierra National Park. 60,000 acres of virgin forest, lofty peaks, and purling mountain streams.
Purling mountain streams?
Sierra National Park has every facility for the tourist. Its own gas station, restaurant, laundromat, and the lodge.
Well, that sounds great.
Is there a drive-in theater, too?
No, in these woods, we don't permit people to do anything that might start a fire.
Yes. Besides, it could set a bad example for the animals, couldn't it?
I must say, it's very nice of you to welcome us to the park so cordially.
Well, this is a special occasion. You two are the first visitors of the season. You'll be the only people in 60,000 acres of mountain scenery.
We're the first visitors?
That's right. I wish you'd let me know yesterday you were coming. I'd have tidied the place up.
Yeah, some of those pine trees look as though they haven't been dusted in weeks.
Well, I've only got two hands, you know.
Hey, we're driving up to the lodge. Are we on the right road?
Yes, most tourists come this way. You know, I haven't seen your license plates, but I can guess just what part of the country you're from.
You can?
Yeah, just by looking at your faces. Now, don't tell me. I'd say that you're a retired farmer from Iowa. And this lady with you is your daughter.
You're way off. Mr. Hope certainly isn't a retired farmer.
He isn't?
No, but don't feel badly. I can see how you'd make a mistake judging by his clothes.
Thanks a heap for the help. Can't help it. This suit fooled me, too, and it looks so good on the fellow sitting in the tractor in the catalog. So the lodge is straight ahead, huh?
Yes, you can't miss it. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, Ranger.
Oh, and before you go, let me say again, welcome to Sierra National Park.
Thank you.
No hunting, no fishing, no swimming, no picnics, no open fires, no parking, no loud noise. Remember, this is your national park. Have a good time.
Take two pieces of scenery out of petty cash. And eat those, too.
Oh, come on, Bob, let's go.
No, I don't think I'm allowed in here. I'm a heavy breather.
Gee, Bob, we've been climbing for an hour. We're up so far, we're actually above the clouds.
Yeah, I just saw a Burma-shaped sign with a nosebleed.
Well, it can't be very far to Sierra Lodge.
Hey, this lodge of yours would be a great place for Phil Harris to spend his vacation.
Phil Harris? Why?
I heard him say he's going to spend the summer getting as high as he can.
Well, there's the lodge, Bob, right over there.
Gee, it certainly is a beautiful place, Jane. That's the prettiest mountain lodge I've ever seen.
I thought you'd like it. What does the sign say in the front?
It says, Sierra Mountain Lodge, your home away from home. Sleep in cool, pine-scented mountain air. Closed for the season.
Closed for the season? Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. Oh, to think I made you drive your car all the way up here for nothing.
Well, it's just as tough on you, Jane, all that money you wasted paying for the gas. Well, the place seems to be all locked up. We better get back to the car, don't you think?
Hey, you go. Not so fast.
Why, Bob, that man has a gun.
Who are you?
The name is Eggs McGloin.
Eggs McGloin?
Yeah. They call me Eggs because I just got out of cold storage. What are you characters doing snooping around here?
We weren't snooping, and you stopped pointing that gun at us.
Lady, I will point my gun at whomsoever I please.
Well, you'd better stop, or Mr. Hope here will take it away from you. I'm warning you, Mr. Hope has a violent temper, and that gun doesn't scare him. He may hurt you pretty badly. You know, he's not afraid of anyone.
Keep talking. This is the bravest I've ever been.
Shut up, you. I know your type. You ain't gonna do nothing. I can tell just by looking at you that you're chicken. You're a punk. You're nothing but a low, crawling, yellow-bellied weasel. What do you think of that?
It's all right, but I'm warning you, I won't stand for any insults.
Now, please, mister, whatever your name is, won't you let us go? We don't want any trouble.
Well, you don't know the score, sister. Me and my boys, we're using this place for a hideout. You see, I just knocked over a gas station, a supermarket, and a bank. If anybody was to go blabbing about it, it'd be serious.
It would?
Yeah. I don't want the unemployment office to know I'm working.
Oh, yeah, that would be awful.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, Lefty?
Everything's in the card. Let's climb out of here.
In a minute. There's a couple of civilians here to whom I must first say au revoir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, goodbye, Mr. McGloin. See you around sometime. We'll watch for you on Gangbusters.
Goodbye.
Hold it. On second thought, I think I'll take the skirt with me.
Take the skirt with you? What for? It's not your size.
Come on, sister. You're coming with me.
Oh, no, you don't. Take your hands off her.
I am warning you, Pudgy. Stand back.
I'm not afraid of you or your gun either.
Oh, you're not, eh? Well, then I'll play a little tune on it for you.
How awful. Oh, Bob, you're dying. Quick, speak to me.
We'd better get out of here. Some of those shots came from the audience.
Bob Hope Show is brought to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.